Have you ever found yourself, well, reeling, wondering what happens when the very bedrock of your trust just shatters? When the relationships you held closest, the people you believed in most betray you in ways you can barely imagine? It's a chilling thought, isn't it? A profound darkness most of us, thankfully, hope to never really experience. But what if, from inside those absolute shadows, an unexpected strength starts to emerge, guiding you not just to survive, but to actually thrive towards a resilient dawn? Today, we're diving deep. We're exploring a really powerful, deeply personal account by someone named Ricky Zakari. It's titled From Betrayal Shadows to Resilient Dawn. And look, this isn't just a story. It feels more like a raw, unflinching testament to the human spirit's incredible capacity, its capacity to endure the unthinkable and ultimately to transform. Our mission here in this deep dive is to carefully trace this journey from that deep despair and darkness all the way to the unexpected glimmer of new beginnings. We want to pull out the key insights from Ricky Zakari's own experience. And wow, what an initial plunge into darkness this account describes. Ricky Zakari talks about the shocking, utterly devastating collapse of a 16-year friendship. Just think about that for a second, 16 years. A bond described initially as a gift from the heavens, you know, built carefully on trust, loyalty, and shared experiences. They mention laughing together, crying together, supporting each other through everything. It really makes you stop and think, doesn't it? How does something that seems so solid, somewhere a part of your life, just completely unraveled? Were there signs, maybe signs that were missed, or perhaps just too painful to really look at?
Well, what's really striking is Ricky Zakari's honesty about that. They say, cracks began to appear, subtle signs of betrayal that I foolishly brushed aside as mere misunderstandings. And this points directly to something we see a lot in psychology. It's called cognitive dissonance. See, when you've invested so much, emotionally, time-wise, into a relationship, your brain kind of resists information that contradicts your belief about that person. It's natural. You tend to rationalize things away, maybe blame misunderstandings or outside stress, rather than face the possibility of, well, real malice. It's almost like a mental survival mechanism trying to keep your world making sense, even when it's starting to crumble.
That makes so much sense. It's not just hoping for the best. It's an active, maybe unconscious effort to maintain the reality you're comfortable with. But in this case, the betrayal escalates to something truly horrifying. Ricky Zakari describes being targeted in an attempted murder orchestrated by my once beloved friend. Just let that sink in for a moment. Your very existence threatened by someone you cherished. Ricky Zakari says the entire world I thought I knew shattered around me. This isn't just a friendship ending. It's like your whole reality, your safety net is ripped apart.
Exactly. And if we look at the psychological trauma, it's way beyond just the physical threat. Ricky Zakari mentions this web of deceit fueled by witchcraft and mind games that twisted my reality beyond recognition. Now, however you interpret witchcraft literally, its use here signals this profound feeling of being manipulated, controlled in a way that felt, well, malevolent, almost otherworldly. Psychologically, this strongly suggests severe gaslighting. That's a form of emotional abuse where someone makes you doubt your own memory, your perception, even your sanity. Combine that with accusations involving dark forces, and you create this environment of intense fear and utter confusion. You can't trust your own judgment. You can't tell what's real. This kind of sustained psychological attack, it could be far more damaging in the long run than physical harm because it erodes your very sense of self.
Beyond recognition, that phrase paints such a chilling picture of vulnerability, and as if that, you know, unimaginable grief and psychological assault weren't enough, Ricky Zakari faced another immediate, devastating blow. The passing of my six beloved dogs, six of them, suddenly in a world that already felt hostile and alien, they were left feeling utterly alone.
That's just
a cruel layering of trauma upon trauma, isn't it? Like an attack on every single front.
Oh, absolutely. And that specific detail, the loss of the six dogs, is so critical for understanding the sheer depth of the isolation and the compounding grief. Losing pets, especially multiple beloved companions like that, it's a significant grief, but it's often what we call disenfranchised grief. Society sometimes doesn't fully recognize its impact, right? But for so many people, pets are family. They're sources of unconditional love, support. So when you layer that profound loss directly onto the extreme stress of the betrayal, the attempted murder, the gaslighting, it creates an almost unbearable weight. It signifies the collapse of essentially every support system imaginable. Leaving the person not just alone, but completely stripped of comfort and connection, it really highlights the scale of the darkness Ricky Zakari was facing. It's a textbook example of cumulative trauma where multiple traumatic events pile up, overwhelming your ability to cope.
Okay, so we've really sketched out this picture of profound darkness, unimaginable betrayal, relentless loss. We've explored that initial shattering fall, but this deep dive ultimately isn't just about the shadows. It's about the difficult, brave, and in the end, triumphant journey out. So now we're going to shift gears and guide you through how Ricky Zaccari started that painstaking process, healing, finding new beginnings, and ultimately reclaiming their life. We'll use their own powerful words as our guide. All right, so having really looked at the depths of betrayal and loss Ricky Zaccari faced, I mean, truly harrowing stuff, it's time to pivot. Because here's where the narrative shifts, doesn't it? It moves from those deep shadows towards a conscious, deliberate journey. Healing, self-discovery, and ultimately a powerful transformation. This move from victim to survivor to someone empowered, it's really inspiring. We need to understand how that happened.
Yeah, and what's immediately interesting is how Ricky Zaccari describes their quest for justice as the starting point for this shift. It wasn't purely about revenge, which would be completely understandable after something like that. Instead, that quest unexpectedly led to discovering the power of resilience and the healing balm of faith in Jesus, unquote. This suggests that even while focusing outwardly on getting some kind of restitution, something internal and spiritual was quietly taking root, maybe as a necessary balance to all the external chaos. This active search for justice, rather than just sinking into despair, that's a key part of what we call active resilience. It's proactively engaging with the hardship.
That's a really powerful distinction. It wasn't some instant switch flipping to, okay, I'm healed. It was a process. Kicked off by seeking justice, yes, but it grew into something much deeper, more internal. And this evolution led Ricky Zaccari to something I think is one of the most transformative and frankly challenging acts possible. Forgiveness. They found the strength to forgive through prayer and reflection, a process that helped them free themselves from the chains of anger and resentment. That's extraordinary, really, especially after acts like attempted murder. How does someone even begin to approach forgiveness after that?
Well, this brings us to a really crucial understanding of forgiveness, especially after extreme trauma. As Ricky Zaccari shows so powerfully, forgiveness is rarely about saying what the perpetrator did was okay. It's not about excusing it at all. Instead, it's a deliberate internal choice, one made for the forgiver's own well-being. Psychologically, holding onto that intense anger, that resentment, it keeps your stress responses activated, right? Can elevate cortisol, contribute to physical health problems over time. So Ricky Zaccari's choice, helped by prayer and reflection, shows forgiveness as this complex, often step-by-step psychological process. It might involve acknowledging the immense pain, accepting what happened cannot be undone, and then consciously choosing to let go of that emotional burden. Not for the other person, but for yourself, for your own freedom. The deep thought involved in prayer and reflection can provide a framework for finding meaning, for making sense of it all. It helps reframe the trauma in a way that allows for emotional release and growth, rather than just staying stuck in bitterness. It's a truly courageous act of self-preservation, self-liberation. It lets them reclaim their own emotional state from the grip of the past.
And while this incredibly hard internal work of forgiveness and finding faith was going on, something else vital started happening externally, new connections. Ricky Zaccari tells us that amidst the darkness, new friendships blossomed like beacons of light in the storm. And these weren't just casual friendships. They were specifically built on trust and shared values. They provided much needed support and solace. Wow. After such a profound betrayal where trust itself was basically demolished, how hard must it have been to open up again, to let new people in? And what did these new relationships tell us about the healing journey?
That's a critical point. After a betrayal that deep, people often develop, well, significant issues with trust. Maybe attachment anxiety, maybe avoidant attachment. It makes forming new bonds incredibly difficult. You naturally want to put up walls, right? You fear being hurt again. But Ricky Zaccari's experience shows the amazing healing power of social support, real connection. These new friendships, based explicitly on trust and shared values, they weren't just random. They represent a conscious effort to re-engage with the world, a deliberate choice to seek out healthy connections. The beacons of light metaphor is perfect. It suggests these people provided real emotional resources, empathy, validation, just a sense of belonging, all things that directly countered the deep isolation the betrayal caused. These new positive attachments offer what we call a corrective emotional experience. They remind Ricky Zaccari that not all relationships end in betrayal, challenging those negative beliefs about trust that the trauma created. Rebuilding that social connection is fundamental to recovery.
It really is a powerful testament to our fundamental need for connection, isn't it? Even after being so deeply wounded. And as Ricky Zaccari stands now on the precipice of a new dawn, they reflect on the lessons learned from my journey through darkness. They acknowledge that the scars of betrayal may linger, but they serve as a testament to my resilience and capacity for growth.
Yeah.
It's not about pretending it didn't happen or erasing the pain. It's about integrating it, letting those very scars become symbols of strength and wisdom gained.
Mm.
That shift from victim to survivor, seeing scars as like badges of honor, that's a huge psychological step, right?
Absolutely. That reflection captures the essence of post-traumatic growth, or PTG, perfectly. It's different from just resilience, which is bouncing back. PTG is about experiencing positive psychological change because you struggled with something incredibly difficult. Ricky Zakari saying, "The scars serve as a testament to my resilience and capacity for growth," points to key aspects of PTG. Things like a deeper appreciation for life, a stronger sense of personal strength, maybe better relationships, a shift in life priorities. The lingering scars aren't signs that the wounds haven't healed. They're markers of the battle survived and the wisdom earned. This integration means the trauma doesn't define them anymore. It informs who they are now, a stronger, maybe more profound version of themselves. It really speaks to that deep existential reevaluation that often happens after major life disruptions, leading to a richer sense of self and purpose.
So what does all this mean for Ricky Zakari now? Day to day, moving forward. They describe marching forward with faith as my anchor and hope as my compass, moving towards a future where the shadows of the past no longer hold sway over my destiny. That's such an inspiring turnaround, from being shattered and lost to being empowered and well-directed. This isn't just coping anymore. It's navigating life with a whole new sense of purpose and agency.
Exactly. And that imagery, faith as an anchor, hope as a compass, it beautifully shows the active role these internal strengths play. An anchor gives you stability when things are rough, right? It represents that grounded belief system offering comfort and meaning, especially when your external world was demolished. And a compass, that gives direction. It suggests a proactive look towards the future, towards possibilities, instead of being dragged down by the past. Ricky Zakari says the journey reshaped my understanding of betrayal and blessings, illuminating the path towards healing, forgiveness, and new beginnings. This isn't just recovery. It's a fundamental reframing of their whole outlook on life. They've managed to find profound meaning from profound suffering, which is often the ultimate act of resilience.
And if there's one core message that just shines through this entire deeply personal account, it really is about the unwavering strength of the human spirit to rise above adversity and embrace the light. Ricky Zakari's story isn't just about their individual strength, incredible as it is. It feels like a powerful confirmation of this universal human ability to find light, even in the deepest, darkest places. It's a profound thought, something definitely worth holding on to long after we finish this deep dive. So as we wrap up this exploration of Ricky Zakari's incredible journey, you might find yourself thinking, not just about their experience, but maybe about the resilience you've seen in others, or even those moments of unexpected strength in your own life. Ricky Zakari's story really makes you pause, doesn't it? Even in those moments of absolute betrayal, devastating loss, what unexpected strengths or maybe completely new paths might open up if we really allow ourselves to seek healing, to find a way towards forgiveness, maybe cautiously embrace new connections? What does it truly mean for you personally to embrace the light after experiencing deep shadow? Not as a way to forget the past, but maybe as a profound testament to our own unyielding capacity for growth, for hope, and maybe for an even deeper understanding of what it means to be human.